The weather has cooled, the sun has dimmed, and the days are shorter. Thoughts turn to home and to the holidays, and in my household, they turn to baking. I stand at my kitchen counter, silver bowls and glass measuring cups laid out before me, a dog-eared recipe at my side. I am making muffins for breakfast, cookies for my son, a cake for my book group, French bread for a friend in need, or holiday delights. No matter, it all starts in the same manner. I crack an egg on the side of the bowl, and suddenly I am 6 years old, standing on a chair in my mother's kitchen, watching with fascination as the clear and yellow goo oozes down the silver surface. I am 12 and giggling with a girlfriend as we stir the eggs into a heady mixture of butter, brown sugar, and vanilla. I'm in the college dorm kitchen, far from home and yet closer somehow, as the egg disappears into a uniform smooth batter. I take all the powdery dry ingredients and tap them gently into the wet ones. As I stir, they thicken, and I wonder, as I often do, who first discovered that these disparate ingredients, eggs and sugar, flour and butter, vanilla and baking soda, could be thrown together, heated up, and transformed into magical morsels of nourishment. Although no one is in the kitchen with me at the moment, I'm never alone. As I roll out a pie crust, I hear my grandmother's voice gently telling me to keep my rolling pin light. I see my mother's hands helping my tiny fingers work our cookie press, and my own hands doing the same with my son's small fingers a decade ago. I can taste the chocolate chip cookie batter that my best friend Kathleen and I made at her house back in our teens as we licked the spoons and talked about boys. As I measure and stir, the kitchen fills with memories of many people, and I retrace our steps through the baking process. Mix with these memories and ingredients the feel of French bread dough beneath my fingers as it finally loses its stickiness and becomes ready to rise. Add as well the fragrance of the peanut butter blossoms that my son tells me make the whole house smell like Christmas. Before the final product becomes a feast for friends and family, baking is a feast for the senses, a launching of a personal history. For many people, baking is a hassle, an inconvenience. These people prefer to let Duncan Hines prepare their cakes, or they pick up their cookies and bread from the store on the way home. They have other things to do besides bake. I understand this. We live in a busy world, one that leaves little time for old-fashioned activities like baking. But for me, baking represents a certain kind of magic, where powder and liquid and heat combine to make muffins or a cake or cookies or pie or bread. Baking conjures up a family history, stories full of love and laughter and happiness and togetherness, and baking creates a delight for all the senses as the heady smells permeate every corner of the house, and I and my family and friends delight in the sight of Nana's apple cake and anticipate its taste. For all of those reasons, you will find that at this moment, I'm probably standing at my kitchen counter with my bowls and my measuring cups and my dog-eared recipe books, ready to bake once more.